Test 66, Section 2, Question 8. With this one, we're looking for the flaw in Robinson's argument. And Robinson says that the Wexel says the museum wasted money in purchasing props and costumes from Sage because they have no artistic significance outside of the context. But then it says, but many of the props and costumes are too old and fragile for use in a performance. Okay, so you can't use them in a performance. So clearly the museum did not waste its money, for displaying these items is the only way of making them available to the public. Well, so in this case, the problem with it is that it's really doesn't address the issue of whether or not they have artistic significance outside of the context of a performance. It just said, well, you can't use them in a performance. But what Robinson never actually proved was that they do have artistic significance outside of the context of a performance. And so it's saying, well, they can't be used in a performance, but that doesn't mean that they do have artistic significance. So that would be our flaw. So now we go looking for that in the answers. And it's saying it's not a waste of money. Basically, it's worth it is the conclusion. And the evidence is it's the only way to make them available to the public, but it really doesn't address Wexel's claim that they don't have artistic significance. So offers anecdotal insufficient evidence to support a general claim. No, it's not really an anecdote. It's kind of saying, look, that wasn't the problem. The problem was it didn't address a legitimate issue. Gives reasons that do not address the point made in Wexel's argument. That sounds really good. It never addressed the issue of whether they do have artistic significance. It was about whether or not those items will be preserved. Attacks the person making the argument rather than the substance. This is a flaw, but it doesn't occur here. This is an ad hominem attack or an attack on the person. Concludes that a claim is false merely on the grounds that the evidence for it is insufficient. Well, no, it doesn't really do that, although that is a flaw. That's saying because your evidence in support of X is not enough, X is false, but that's not what was happening here. It's actually concluding that something is true, that it wasn't a waste of money. Then takes a conclusion, a condition that is sufficient for the conclusion to be true, as one that is necessary. If you've gone over the common logical fallacies, you know that just means bad if then, and that is not what's happening here. We don't have a bad if then, and so therefore, answer choice B is our correct one. The argument really just doesn't address the issue of artistic significance outside of a performance. So, therefore, B.